也是真实的灵啊，就是看看什么是真的。可是我晓得了，安息日会也好，守望台，他们都信耶稣基督神的儿子，是道成肉身来的，他们是这样信的。
对，
所以我就说话跟他有点点粗鲁，所以你看翻译的时候是不是礼貌上不要翻了。
OK, Brother Cole said that as far as he knows, the Seventh Day Adventist and the Jehovah's Witnesses, they also accept Jesus Christ as Son of God.
但就是问题是说，他们还有在其他教义上的解释不同。
But they have other manifestations that are quite different from us.
比方说安息日会，他要在礼拜六那天敬拜神。
Like the Seventh Day Adventist, they worship only on Saturday.
他认为耶稣基督已经再来了。
They felt that Jesus Christ has come back again.
但是不过他没有来到地上，来到空中，他说。
But Jesus Christ has not come back to this earth, but he is somewhere in the middle.
更要紧，他是要活在律法时代里面。
Okay, they ask people to live in the state of law.
那 Watchtower 那个守望台就是这个耶和华见证人。他们就是说法更特别了。
The Jehovah's Witnesses are even more in that aspect.
他们把三位一体圣父、圣子、圣灵当作三位来看。
They don't believe in Trinity. They have three separate persons.
而且他不相信现在有永生。
And they don't believe there is eternal life now.
他说将来才知道，主来才知道你有没有永生。
Okay, we have to wait until the day the Lord comes again.Before we know whether we have eternal life.
那这两个是异端是没有问题的，实在是异端，这两个。
They are the cults. There's no problem about that.
I think in this relationship, I think that we have to keep in perspective that it's possible for someone to have a personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and have some association in those areas. But now we're talking about.The general doctrine that the group as a whole relates to.
我相信有人可以
separate those things out.
我相信可以有信徒，他们接受耶稣基督，而同时他跟一些我们认为异端的宗派有一些来往。可是这是两件不同的事。You understand, okay? We have another question. The two terms, would you please define them? One is faith, another is recognition. It's right down as cognitive. I don't really know this word, but in Chinese it's 信心和认知. Is that word cognitive?
Recognize.
I think it's recognition.
Mm-hmm. It's got something to do with that. I don't know what.
I suppose if you have faith in Jesus Christ or you recognize Jesus Christ, is there any difference?And am I speaking the right way? Whoever raised that question, 那个信心跟认知是不是就是你相信耶稣基督就是跟你知道啊认识耶稣基督是谁一样不一样 ？Okay, if the person isn't here, then maybe we'll pass this question. Okay, because I don't really quite kind of. Unless you want to say something right now, to recognize.
我想听一下那个认知啊，认识照希腊文里面的意思，我所了解很有限的希腊文。我所了解的是认识啊，跟这个知道并不一样，在希腊文里。
OK，
知道就是一个一般的，我晓得，我知道你信任我，但我不一定认识你。认识是知道，还要加上经验才是认识。
OK，
那
我们这样。In Greek, the two words, one is whether you know something or you really understand something. They are different.Okay, and the recognition may refer to both you know and then you understand.
加上经验
including the experience. Okay, there's a question on doctrine now. Is it true that you're saved once, you're saved in eternity? And a Christian who knows that something is wrong but goes ahead and do it anyway, is he still saved?What kind of punishment will he receive at the end? 是否一次得救的永远得救？一个明知又忍不住犯罪的基督徒，是否仍得救？在末日会受到什么责罚 ？That's a question of doctrine. But the Cole likes to say something.
我个人是相信啊，一次得救是永远得救。
I believe that if you are saved once, you are saved into eternity.
不，我要把那个得救的定义弄清楚。
But you must know what salvation really means.
那个得救就是重生的意思。
Okay, salvation means born again.
一个真正重生得救人不会再失落，不会再灭亡。
One is truly born again will never be lost again.
因为主亲自应许我们说，耶稣应许我们说，啊，我没有人能够从我父的手里把羊夺去。
Because the Lord Jesus Himself promised that nobody can take the lamb away from me.
也没有人能够从我手里把羊夺去。
And nor from my father's hand.
所以这是双重的保险，很靠得住。
That's double insurance.Lord Jesus and the Lord the Father.
但是问题在这，有人不这样解释，这是教义上的一种两种教义不同的说法啊。
But there are indeed different interpretations of this doctrine.
那我相信那种所谓得救，就是没有真正重生的，马马虎虎的，所谓的基督徒。
So there may be so-called Christian and with a so-called salvation. Would you like to add? Anything you wish to say?
Because fortunately we agree in what he said, but of course if we could settle that, we'd probably get the whole Christian church put together again, because this is this old separation of the Armenian, so-called, and the Calvinist doctrine has been age-old.
这个问题在困扰教会已经有很多年了。假如我们今天能解决这个问题的话，大概所有的教会又可以合一起来。
But there is scripture. There's much scripture, of course, in relation to this. I think one of the things that each person for himself has to address himself to is the scripture is clear in that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and He died for the sins of the whole world.
所以我们必须知道一件事情，就是耶稣基督是为我们的罪死了，为这个全世界上的人的罪死了。
Now, 1900 years ago, when the Lord Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross, obviously, all of my sins was in the future.
在主耶稣在1900多年前钉死的时候，那时候我还没有犯这些罪。
So people have no problem when they trust the Lord that He has that scripture I read a while ago in Corinthians.They have no trouble accepting the fact that he died for their sins up to the minute they make the commitment, but then they have the problem of what about the ones we commit next week?
所以一般人对于他得救之前所犯的罪都没有问题，可是他们的问题就是说我下个礼拜再犯罪的话会怎么样？
So each one is faced with that problem. Did Christ die for all of my sins, or did he just die for a certain portion of them?
所以我们也可以看到一个问题，就是耶稣基督是为我的所有的罪都死了呢，还是只为我一部分的罪死？
Now, of course, the epistle, first epistle of John is obviously addressed to believers, and I think he addresses himself somewhat to what we're talking about from the scripture standpoint.
我们刚才看约翰一书也讲到关于这件事情。
And in chapter 1, and starting with, perhaps verse 5, to the rest of this,section, I think it addresses itself to this question as to whether when we sin, what happens as a believer.
在约翰一书第一章第五节曾经讲说这个关于我们已经信了以后再犯罪的事。
So you go ahead and read it in that section.
Okay, yeah, from which verse?
The first John, I think, chapter 1 and verse 5 through 10, I think addresses itself.
五节到第十节，约翰一书。神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们若说自己是无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们又说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
Now that particularly verse 9 relates to that sheet that I gave out a while ago. You'll notice that in the first one, the first item on there is that obviously verse 9 is not in here. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. that's not for me to tell God about my sins. God already knows about my sins, so that isn't there for that purpose. The fact of the matter is that Scripture is there so that God knows that I know and that I name them, not say, well, I sinned today, Lord, so forgive me and go on. No, no. I lied, I cheat, I stole, I did. God wants to know that I know that. That's why that confession obviously is in there, I think.
Right. 在我们刚才发的那张纸上的第一项里头也曾经提到这个事情，我们认自己的罪，并不是要告诉神说我们犯了些什么罪，神全知道。我们这样子认自己的罪，乃是让神知道我们已经知道我们犯了这些罪，是为的是我们。
That's what that first item is on that sheet. 对，
这个你们看那个刚才发的第一张第一项就曾经提到。I have a question here, which is maybe a little bit interesting. What kind of race does Adam and Eve belong to? And why are they black, yellow, Caucasian, white, things that kind? 亚当夏娃是什么人种？为何后来会有黑黄等人种？
好，可以，挺好，你这边。
这个问题是以前请教过我的生物老师啊，但我就说为什么美国跟中国这么不像？那为什么亚当夏娃就生出的全世界这么各种黑就黑，黑就黑的要命，黄就黄就黄的要命，白就白的要命？就他说你不相信神可以把所有的基因放进亚当跟夏娃的这个遗传基因里，就说。
It is very, very easy from a biological point of view. And when God created Adam, he put all the genes in Adam, so that everything is possible from
him. Yeah, wow.
I think the important part of that thing is, as far as that's concerned, that we're all of one blood. I think this is the important thing. Not so much the outward features, because you soon learn, I was mentioning to him that was why I was a little careful when I talk about the Chinese, the Japanese, and the Koreans. Because if I am in the wrong place and talk about who was in the beginning, I got troubles, you see? Because they, although the background, from my standpoint, culturally, are the same, all of them agree that that's not true.
所以我必须相信说这个是我们大家都是从一个血缘来的，可是我不愿意谈这个事情，因为在这里讲是白人先还是黄人先，我就会出问题，所以其实我们大家都是一样的。
And interesting enough, while you're in this, if you travel in Africa, see, we associate meaning, we say, well, they're black people, okay?
我们到非洲旅行时，我们说啊，那里很多黑人。
But the truth of the matter is that the folks who are in, like, Ethiopia do not consider them the same, because their skin happens to be black, the same as the people in the Congo or the people that are in South Africa. They don't call themselves all one because they're black.
即使是黑人中间也有很多种，比如说伊索比亚人，他们就说他们是不像刚果人那样子的黑。
But the interesting thing is they are all of one blood. You could take any of their blood and analyze, is this not true? And they'd all be the same.
可是我们当那个化验他们的血液都是一样的，可以彼此出血。Okay, I have a question maybe of interest too, which follow up that one. Why is that many characters in the Old Testament, such as King David, had a lot of wives, and now we cannot have another lot of wives? 为何周围很多人，甚至蒙主重用的人，如大卫王等，有很多的妻子，现在的门徒使徒不能多妻？
Well, all I got to say about that is, with Solomon and David, when you read the last part of their life, which many, but who would want that many wives?
假如你真正看旧约里讲大卫跟所罗门他们快死的时候，你会觉得有太多的妻子实在是不好。there's a question on the final judgment, and that God will count our sins. The question is.In the kingdom of heaven, do we still remember what we were while in the world? And if I still remember what I was like while I was in the world, I may still be quite unhappy because my family are still not saved. So I won't be too happy in the kingdom of heaven. But if I couldn't remember anything I did while I was in the world, then what's the relationship between this new life and the old life? Okay, the salvation today and what does it mean in the salvation in the future? 请问在天国中我们是否仍记忆原本世间的我？若我仍记得世间的我，我可能因为我的亲人未得救而在天国中郁郁寡欢，因此我在天国中仍不快乐。若我已完全不记得原世间的我，那个新我和旧我有何关系？今日得救在他日有何意义？
I'd much rather, he's going to answer that in a minute, but I just want to point out one verse that relates to this, at least that I think it does.
我希望寇弟兄回答这个问题，可是我愿意在他回答之前读一下。
As you know, chapter 20 in the book of Revelation speaks about the great white throne judgment.
启示录第二十章就讲到白色大宝座的审判。
And it's very specific that only those people whose names are not written in the book of life are going to be judged.
这里写得很清楚，就是你的名字不在生命册上才受审判。
And that's of course in verses 11, 12, 13 of chapter 20. However, then when it comes to chapter 21, and we are...then going to be involved in the new heaven and the new earth. There's another verse in there I'd like to call your attention.
在启示录二十一章却又讲到新天新地。
And the verse I particularly am interested in is in verse 4. So if you read the first four verses of chapter 21, then I'll make a comment on verse 4.
Okay. 我们看启示录二十一章的头四节，这里使徒约翰说，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城的新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
Now I realize again I don't know exactly what it says in your Chinese version, but in verse 4 in the English version it says God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Does it say the same thing? All right.
在第四节那里讲。
Having said that, then while I have no idea how God's going to accomplish these relationships in those questions, it's quite obvious that I could not be unhappy in heaven if it just would be contradictory if I was going to be concerned about certain of my relatives who failed to be to heaven and went to hell instead.
So I think,
but how it's to be done, I have no idea.
像第四节里清楚提到，就是说我们在那里不再有悲哀哭嚎，所以大家不会为亲人伤心。可是我不知道神会怎么样完成这件事。
Okay. 我想在路加福音十六章啊里面讲到，我想不必翻了，没有时间啊。讲到一个财主死后下阴间的时候，他就在那边求亚伯拉罕差遣拉撒路啊去向他五个弟兄还没信主人传福音，免得也有那个痛苦。
In Luke chapter 16, there's a story about a rich man and a Lazarus. And this rich man died who asked Lazarus to tell his five living brothers lest they perish also.
我觉得假如我们的亲人还没有信主，我们在天上也不会快乐。
I really feel that if our relatives have not yet believed, then we won't be too happy in the kingdom of heaven.
我们不能忍心看见他们在火焰里烧，我们在上面还能与主一同坐席吃喝玩乐。
We really couldn't stand that they are being burned in the sulfur fire and so on, and yet in the meantime we're sitting at the Lord's table.
我这样说不是在教义上有什么争辩，乃是说提醒我们今天的责任，赶快传福音救灵魂。
I'm not trying to be different from my brother in terms of doctrines, but I just try to urge you.To feel the responsibility that we ought to spread the gospel right away today.
And what about the relatives who already died that they're not here?
已经死了的亲友怎么办呢？他们还没有相信。
这就是我们的责任，我们应当称他没有死以前传福音给他。
That's our responsibility because we should have spread the gospel, tell the gospel to them while they are still living.
已经死了，我们没有办法，无能为力，是神的事情。
对，
我们不能像有些天主教的说法，还有其他怎么样的祷告啊，其他怎么样的，我们没有，圣经没有这样的教训。
Those already died, we really couldn't do anything like some people like the Roman Catholics do. You can pray for them, and I don't think the scripture gives us the privilege to do that.
In connection with this, the, of course, these are questions that have been asked down through the ages.
这一类的问题被问过很多很多次。
And if there's ever one person,That ends up in hell that never had the opportunity to go to heaven, God would cease to be just. And one of his attributes is being just. And again, I don't know all how the 2 years ago I was back in the mountains of New Guinea where the headhunter tribes are and spent some time out there.I do not understand about the hundreds that have already died there. I do not understand that. But that's God's responsibility, but I have confidence in God and his attributes that no one will ever end up apart from heaven that ever had, that didn't have an opportunity to know how to go to heaven.
我自己相信神若是公义的，他就不能容许有任何人因为没有机会听到福音而灭亡。可是我前些日子曾经去新几内亚看到一些土人，他们有几百人几多少年来都死了，没有听过福音，所以我不知道神怎么样解决这个事情，不过我觉得这是神的责任，就是他必须有办法来说明他是公义的。
And that does not take away from our responsibility as individuals to share the gospel in every areaThat God gives us opportunity.
所以我这样说，并不是说我们今天可以不负责任，我们应该抓住所有的机会传福音。This question here talking about the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus, and he was raised the third day, and what happened to his soul in between? Is he in heaven, in limbo, or some other place?问耶稣受苦被钉十字架死亡三天，第三天复活，这几天他的灵魂在哪里呢？在天上呢？在炼狱呢？还是其他的地方 ？Okay, that's the question. Doctrine.
Yeah. 这是在阴间呢，之后上在阴间。你看《使徒信经》里面很清楚讲，之后才能下到阴间。
I believe he's in hell. That's what the Apostles' Creed says.
Well, I assume that relates to the statement that he's making there. I assume is related to the scripture in Ephesians chapter 4.
Okay, 在以弗所书第四章有一段圣经。
And because at least it's related or generally associated with that. And here we have in chapter 4, verses 7, 8, well, probably 7 through 10.
在以弗所书四章七到十节。我们 read it.
Yes.
我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，所以经上说他升上高天的时候掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。
And of course, it's speaking about here about, and as my brother here says that, it seems that the reference is his descending into the use of the word there, perhaps Hades, and relates to leading captivity captive. And then we have the instance on the cross when he speaks to the one thief and says, Today thou shalt be with me in paradise, you remember. And I think it's all involved somewhat in that kind of a question.
所以这里讲他降在地下啊，不仅指说可能在狱中，在地下，也包括他的主耶稣在十字架上跟那个强盗说：“今夜我必与你同在乐园里。”也包括那个乐园。Question on Romans chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. 罗马书三章五至八节。神降怒
是他不义吗？Romans 3, chapter 5.
This is a statement, the God who inflicts wrath is not unrighteous, is he? 紧接着说，若神的真实因我们的虚谎越发显出他的荣耀，为什么我们还要受审判，好像罪人一样呢？
Following that,but if our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God, what shall we say? The God who inflicts it is, well, I suppose I'm off a few verses here.
Okay, I suppose the main question here is when Judas betrayed the Lord Jesus, is that his fault? Okay. 犹大卖主是他的错吗？ I guess according to the questioner, they all link together.
你听我讲。
Yeah.
犹大的问题啊，引起很多的这个争辩，但是我们可以肯定的说，犹大自己要负责任。
The question of Judas has been a pretty tough one, but I can say for certain that Judas himself is responsible for it.
因为主耶稣不止一次警告他。
Because the Lord Jesus had warned him more than once.
但他始终没有悔改的意思。
But he never repented.
而且犹大卖主啊，并不是必须的，对于救恩来说并不是必须的事。
The Judas betrayal was not a necessity in the idea of salvation.
除了应验旧约的话，就这一个目的之外。
Except from the fulfillment of a prophecy, it has no other purpose.
因为耶稣到处讲道，他手无寸铁了，人家抓他很容易，随处可以抓他，不一定要经过犹大的出卖他。
But Jesus has been traveling a lot, and he is not armed. It's very easy to capture him. It doesn't have to go through Judah.
所以那些犹太人是给他30两银子，那很低的价钱的。但是如果耶稣很不容易被人家得到，那不止30两，3000两银子了。
Judas was paid $30. It's not very much. If Jesus had to capture, they should have paid him more.
但是这些事情的成就啊，都有神的美意在。
But the fulfillment of all these had God's perfect will in it.
不过借着主子显明啊，跟随耶稣3年半的人还会出卖主，人性的险恶。
I think it showed that
跟随主3年多。
That somebody who had followed all Jesus for more than 3 years still could betray him. It should really man had no good in their heart.
对我们是个很大的挑战。
This is a great challenge to us.
他因为犹大听主的讲道，看见主行神迹，什么都看见，他会出卖主。
Yes, Judas had really heard about the Lord's teaching a lot and had seen a lot, yet he could still betray him.
但他圣经把他记在圣经里面了，圣灵感动人写他，记在圣经就是给我们做一个见解。
Okay, it was recorded in the Bible to warn us.I think our time is almost up. Do we have any more questions? Okay.
I'd like to make a comment about it because it's very helpful to me in this area. And I agree that Judas is responsible.
我完全同意犹大要为自己负责任。
However, what helps me in this is an age-old problem also in relation to doctrine.
在这个在教条上头也是一个很长久的问题。
We're so used to living in time.We measure everything that we're in time. I'm 70 years old. See? We measure that in time.
我们的时间有一个特别的观念，譬如说像我已经70岁。
But you see, from God's standpoint, there's no such thing as beginning and end. He knows everything from the beginning to the end.
可从神来看的话，是没有开始，没有结束，他知道所有的事情。
So from my standpoint,The gospel is whosoever will may come. So the invitation's for everybody in this room.
这个，所以从神那里看，就是说谁相信福音，谁就可以来，是给每一位的。
But you see, from God's standpoint, He would know if somebody in this room was going to reject the gospel. No question about that.
可以，我也相信神绝对知道，在我们今天中间有多少人会不接受福音。
Because He knows the end from the beginning. However, I am responsible, the same as Judas, because God has provided, and He's the only one that knows. It's still whosoever will to me.
可是我还是对自己要有责任，就像犹大一样，因为虽然神知道，可是我们还是自己做这个事情。